This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. To make sense of the horrors that occurred a year ago today, many people turned to art. Commentator Aaron Balkin has collected the poems that some New Yorkers wrote after September 11th.
A year ago, I watched from my rooftop in Brooklyn as the World Trade Center burned and collapsed. Later that morning, I walked out onto Atlantic Avenue as throngs of office workers came up from the Brooklyn Bridge covered in blood and dust. I picked up scraps of burnt paper that had blown from the towers across the East River and onto my block. In the weeks and months that followed, I found poetry everywhere. Anonymous poems left at spontaneous memorials around the city or pasted onto firehouse doors, all written, it seemed, by ordinary people who lived through that day. I gathered some of those people recently at Union Square to read their work. Some were sent to me by teacher friends, such as this one by Sar Shamesh. She's a seventh grader who tends a downtown school not far from Ground Zero.
You can't see what has been destructed. It's all gone. With people alive and dead, lost and found, taken to a place far, far away. When you look beneath you, you feel crisp, soft soil under your bare feet. When you look around you, you see tall green trees and many birds.
A year later, I want to assemble these poems, which now seem to comprise a legitimate historical record. My friend Mia Anderson once worked in the Trade Center. She recalls details of that building's interior that, at the time, must have seemed bland and innocuous. Now they seem to foreshadow what would happen there.
I remember bathroom stalls the color of illuminated bone and cork ceilings embroidered in neon. I remember mazes of scrubbed hallways and their evening light unscribbling over the drawn back city. I remember windows so narrow you'd have to walk out sideways, and radiators crouching below them, and there was the swish of a frail woman's sleeve, the unbroken glasses windowing a man's face.
Lucina Proitzko is a high school teacher in New York. I recall first reading her poem only a month after the attack, just as many of us in a writing class were uneasily resuming our normal lives.
Nothing's worth the trouble now. Turning the key, dressing and undressing, setting the clock. So when you think, let's make love tonight, I say their lips could still be red, their hair curly and luscious. Their thighs could be still bruised by the last touch.
And in my own poem, it was the image of all that paper and debris that stayed with me, the fragments that floated over the river onto my street in Brooklyn. But also the rest of it, the missing posters pasted onto lampposts, the countless photographs I saw for weeks in newspapers and magazines, and of course those anonymous poems left in parks and firehouses all around New York. This is called For the Monumental Stockbroker in Liberty Park, Manhattan. A man opens his briefcase to double check, and a wind lifts the papers out of his lap, tossing them over his head like hovering seabirds. It whips a newspaper at him, and flyers torn from lampposts, plastic bags, a tablecloth from an outdoor cafe. More paper covers his feet and the bench and ground, filling the trees with white, a cheap paperback. An advertisement for Lily and the Rose floats in the fountain, and delinquent phone bills, an infant's birthday card, a handwritten letter in Portuguese, a photo of his twin taken by Magnum. He's in a tuxedo, his arm around someone cropped from the frame, and he's not young or old, but it's already years ago. Nor is he smiling, but has a tiny look of pleasure on his face, a wholly uneventful thing, like the everyday dull music of one's own repeated name.
Aaron Balkin is a poet who lives in New York City.